Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really important on the table. Absolutely, we're diving into the 7 CDance AI mistakes that could be killing your YouTube views. I can't wait to hear about this because I know a lot of creators are trying to leverage AI tools. Exactly. And honestly, I've seen too many channels struggling because they're making some pretty avoidable mistakes. So, let's break this down. Let's start with the basics. What's the first mistake you see people making with CDance AI? The biggest issue right off the bat is over-reliance on AI generation. A lot of creators just type in a prompt, hit publish, and expect magic. It's like putting a transmission in your car without securing it. Sure, it might look good at first, but it'll fall apart once you hit the road. Wow, that's a powerful analogy. So, what do you recommend instead? Well, the first thing is to focus on prompt engineering. Casual users often find it tricky, leading to a staggering 70% failure rate in their first 5 videos. You need to steer the machine properly, and that can make a massive difference. Wait, so if they're not crafting their prompts carefully, they're just asking for failure? Exactly. A study showed that nearly 47% of videos made using CDance underperformed by 40% compared to standard videos. That's a huge hit for any channel. Jordan, wow, that's eye-opening. What's next on the list? Next up is the danger of AI artifacts. You might not see weird glitches on your phone screen, but the YouTube algorithm sure does. If viewers catch something odd, a strange extra finger, or a warped background, they're out. Retention drops by over 34% if these artifacts are detected. Ugh, that's brutal. So, it's not just about getting people to click, you've got to keep them watching, right? And if you think about it, every click is an opportunity that could slip away if the content isn't engaging. Speaking of engaging, how does this tie into the algorithm itself? Great question. YouTube is smart. They've got sophisticated systems in place to detect spammy or synthetic content. If you batch upload a bunch of AI-generated clips in 1 week, you're signaling the algorithm to flag your channel. Intermediate creators have reported view drops of 30 to 50% after doing that. That sounds like a total nightmare. So what can creators do to avoid this penalty box? Alex, well, the upcoming authenticity score update is crucial. It emphasizes genuine human input. YouTube is looking for effort signals, and if you let AI do all the heavy lifting, you might find your content getting filtered out completely. So it sounds like adding a human touch is really important. Is that where the hybrid workflow comes into play? Absolutely. The best practice is to blend AI-generated content with human elements. Top. YouTubers incorporate 20 to 30% human overlays, like face cams or real voiceovers. For example, you shouldn't let an AI-generated video play for more than 7 seconds without a human element interrupting it. Jordan, that's a smart strategy. It sounds like a simple jump cut could really reset viewers' attention. Alex, exactly. This method has a success rate of 76% in avoiding detection, plus it boosts retention by around 28%. That's a significant improvement, and it's something any creator can implement. This is all super useful. But what about audio quality? I hear that can be a major pitfall too. Yes, audio is key. You can have the best visuals, but if the sound is off, people will leave in droves. The max accuracy for CDance's lip sync is only 84%, and that can lead to awkward mouth movements that scream artificial. Oh no, so what do you suggest for that? Alex, a pre-upload scan can really help. Tools like VidIQ AI Detector tool can point out synthetic parts of your video before you publish. And for audio, I recommend using Descript Overdub, which has a 95% natural voice fix rate. It's worth the extra effort. That sounds like a smart investment for creators who want to maintain quality. It really is. And looking ahead, by 2026, things are going to get even tougher with AI content regulation. The EU AI Act is pushing for full disclosure on synthetic videos. Wow. It sounds like staying ahead of the curve is critical. Exactly. Instead of trying to outsmart the system, focus on building authentic connections with your audience. Use AI to speed up your workflow, but don't let it replace your personal touch. That makes total sense. It's all about finding the right balance. Right, and if you're using AI tools for things like B-roll or transitions rather than your main content, you'll come out ahead. So to recap, prompt engineering, avoiding AI artifacts, adding human elements, and maintaining audio quality are key to success. You've got it. And remember, building a sustainable channel means prioritizing genuine engagement over quick fixes. Great insights today, Alex. This will definitely help creators refine their strategies. Thanks, Jordan. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.